That's right, everyone. It is the good stuff, and that's what we're going to be bringing to you. So sit back and relax just for 5 minutes and enjoy some good things.
I want to remind you about the Days of 76 Rodeo. In fact, the 102nd annual event coming up in Deadwood, South Dakota, July 21st through the 27th. For ticket information, go to daysof76.com. 16-time Badlands Circuit Rodeo of the Year, 19-time PRCA Rodeo of the Year. Those rodeo performances are going to be on Wednesday, July 24th through Saturday, July 27th, all at 7 p.m. for their PRCA rodeo. Again, check it out, daysof76.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy, fancy. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing: valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com.
Come visit us here in Cherry County. That's an invitation from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. The best way to find out what to do is go to visitvalentine.org and check out 50 things to do. There's actually probably more than that, but that'll give you a start anyway. How about booking a trip on the National Scenic River, the Niobrara River, rated number one in the Midwest for river adventures, and the home of the Nebraska Star Party, Merritt Reservoir, great walleye fishing, and more. And it's an international dark skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. Find out more at visitvalentine.org.
Okay, Mike, it is the 4th of July, and I have a piece today called Betsy's Best Quilt.
All right.
Can you guess what that might be?
I think it's a flag.
You think so? Well, let's find out. She's been around for many years, a symbol of everything good. She's recognized throughout the world, yet is often misunderstood. She is Betsy Ross's best quilt, standing for pride and liberty. She's held solid, faithful, and strong in surplus and in poverty. She has witnessed countless battles, triumphed where tyranny has trod. Was there when a country was made and show our allegiance to God. She binds the thread of a nation, an icon that never will fail. She guides us indivisible liberty and justice for all. She's been on every battlefield from Fort McHenry to Iraq. She mournfully draped the caskets of brave souls who never came back. Today, freedom and tolerance, together forever abide. Where we go, our flag goes with us. United, she stands by our side. The way to pass this tradition and keep the values we hold true is to teach our children the flag is more than just red, white, and blue. It's how we live and how we love. It's in what we read and write. It's how we work and how we play. It's in the prayers we say at night. The pride held in the USA by honor and respect was built. We care for those around us, and we fly Betsy Ross's best quilt.
Oh, that's good. All right. Thanks for sharing that today, Kim. I just wanted to let everybody know, you probably already know this since it's the 4th of July, but from burgers to buns, the cost of barbecue food prices has increased, making 2024 one of the most expensive years for a 4th of July meal. The 2024 Rabobank Barbecue Index, I have no idea who those guys are.
Me neither.
Anyway, it shows that hosting a 10-person barbecue on July 4th will cost $99 this year, the highest on record. That represents a 32% increase in barbecue costs since 2019. But actually, you know, $10 a head, that's really not all that bad for a good old 4th of July meal.
That's right. All that good home-cooked food, for sure. Okay, let's finish off with this here for the 4th of July. Mike, a man is flying in a hot air balloon and realizes he is lost. He reduces height and spots a man down below. He lowers the balloon further and shouts, "Excuse me, can you tell where I am?" The man below says, "Yes, you're in a hot air balloon hovering 30 feet above this field." "You must be an engineer," says the balloonist. "I am," replied the man. "How did you know?" "Well, everything you've told me is technically correct, but it's of no use to anyone." The man below says, "You must be in management." "I am, but how did you know that?" "Well, you don't know where you are or where you're going, but you expect me to be able to help. You're in the same position you were before we met, but now it's my fault."
All right. Folks, we do hope that
a little humor.
Go find your local 4th of July celebration, shoot off some fireworks. Be safe, of course, but be sure to tune in again tomorrow for the good stuff.